protective of the World Ender, Diana? How cute. Do you speak for him too?
No, she does not.
I shook my head and turned away. He didn't know what Camilla would ask. She may look sweet and tempting, but a cold, conniving bitch lived beneath her skin. I didn't know what I'd expected. When had he ever listened to me?
Good.
She clasped her hands together and took another step toward him. She glanced between Liam and me.
I want it sealed with a kiss.
What? I'm not kissing him. Liam turned away from me, but I caught his expression of what looked like pain. But that couldn't be right. It was probably just disgust. I knew he would never agree to kiss me, not even to find the book. Liam kissed goddesses, not monsters. I couldn't kiss him, for a completely different reason. I knew it would end me, and I would be lost. There was a part of me so hungry and desperate for his touch that I didn't dare acknowledge it. Instead, I buried it under jokes and sarcasm. I'd used Drake to distract myself from my growing feelings for Liam. I kept my desire hidden, but I could not hide from myself. If I kissed him, I knew he would figure it out, and I didn't know if I could bear his rejection again. She turned toward me, all pride and arrogance, a slow smile curving her lips.
Not from you. From me.
My blood boiled. No. I thought the word had come from Liam, and was a little shocked to realize I had said it. The dark part of me was strong and making its presence known. It was because I had fed. At least, that was what I was telling myself. She smiled once more, cold and cruel, because she knew she had power over me in that moment.
I don't think it's up to you. After all, you don't make decisions for him, as he said.
She leaned in, pressing against Liam as she raised that perfectly manicured hand and placed it on his cheek.
So, World Ender, what will it be? I'll give you the book's location, and all you have to do is kiss me.
I watched as his eyes dipped to her lips, a cold flash of anger ripping through my body. Seriously? You're considering this? I didn't care how I sounded. His eyes cut to mine. His gaze was sharp and held no hint of humor or any trace of the Liam I had spent time with these last few months.
It is but a kiss, Diana. Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? My chest tightened. He said it as if it didn't mean anything. And maybe it didn't matter to him. Maybe I had read too much into the stolen glances and intimate secrets we had shared. Obviously, what I felt was all one-sided. Oh, what a fool I was.